Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so how you guys feeling? I know has been a little bit kind of rough. It's been, you know, muggy. People have been coughing and sneezing. You know, I was at Temple all day yesterday. Well, actually, I was supposed to be there all day, but I kind of snuck out early, so don't tell anybody. I wasn't feeling good. I just wasn't feeling up to it, you know? And when you're fasting for food and water, or you're fasting for 24 hours without food and water, it can be kind of tough. But the thing that I'm noticing right now is we're kind of in this lull. So we're in this lull of where we're either, like, before the poop hits the fan, and we're coming out of, okay, well, it's summer. The weather's been better. Weather, by the way, where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, my God, the weather's been amazing. Oh, it's like, if I could just have this weather all year long, it would be fantastic. But then also the prices of the homes would be a lot higher than they are. And so many of us are starting to kind of feel this anxiety, and there's a study that has come out saying anxiety of Americans is rising. I think the anxiety is not just because of cough cold season. I think there's a lot of other reasons, which we're going to talk about. But I pick up on some of you where you're feeling like, okay, something's wrong. I'm supposed to be either well right now, or I'm supposed to be sick, or I'm supposed to be preparing, or I'm supposed to, and you have this nervous energy. You know, and I was feeling this nervous energy yesterday. So yesterday was Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So it's in the Jewish religion where you reflect for the 10 days prior of the Jewish New Year, you know, on what you've done wrong, who you've wronged. You try to make atonements. You try to make up with people who wronged you or you wronged them. Even though I think I've been an angel, still, anytime there's somebody that, you know, maybe I didn't smile to, or I don't know, I smile, I don't know, you just try to be a better person. But then you spend the last day of it fasting. No food, no water for 24 hours. And that's, to me, I'm not hungry. It's so funny. I, you know, with the family's like, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to eat. By the way, if you're vulnerable medically, and if you're older, if you're a kid, you don't have to do all that. But, I mean, you should reflect, but you don't have to fast. But, you know, family's like, I have to eat, I have to eat. Me, I could go for hours. I really don't get that hungry. But without water, I get pretty dehydrated. I get a headache. I kind of get a fasting headache, that kind of stuff. But I'm sitting there, and you're hearing the coughs, and you're hearing the and you're sitting there going, oh, gosh, I'm going to get sick. And you know it because you're a captive audience. You can't get up. I don't know about you guys in church, because I've been to Mass. And you don't see a lot of people in Mass just get up in the middle of Mass. You go to Mass, you finish it, and then you leave. Well, when you're in services all day, you got to get up to pee, and you're trying to find the right time, and you don't want to do it when everybody can see you, you know, but you also don't want to get up when everybody else gets up, because then there's a line in the bathroom. And so you kind of panic. But that's not, that, you know, the anxiety that I started to feel wasn't so much that. It was, and I'm not saying I'm predicting this, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm getting this sixth sense. But I'm just being honest with you. I just have a feeling that something is going to go down this next fall, winter, from a colder flu season, such that we are either, again, not going to have hospital beds, no big prediction there. We're already flooded in our medical system. Major medication shortage. We're having this weird sort of flu. Some people are testing positive for flu, but it's not the typical flu where you have high fever, body aches, and all the symptoms. It is looking more like a COVID and a milder sort of thing that's not going away quickly. And so I'm kind of getting the feeling that there's something new coming our way. Hopefully it's nothing serious and it's something we could kind of kick in the butt if we have to. But I just kind of feel like we're unprepared. In the news, we're going to be talking about how CVS's, a bunch of CVS's are going to be closing. You know, we were driving around trying to find a place to eat yesterday, and multiple restaurants closed on a Monday. And you're like, this is a big day. This is why? This is supposed to be a big work day. Why? I'm just getting the feeling that something is, we are going to be very, very unprepared, whether it's China, whether it's Putin, whether it's drug shortages, whether it's another COVID wave. I just kind of get the feeling like we haven't learned anything the last few years, and something's going to, I guess, get us with our pants down. And so catch us with our pants down, which, by the way, can happen in Vegas, too. I've seen people with their pants down like, dude, okay, just please use the bathroom. So my recommendation to you is, again, prepare. And every now and then, I know it sounds like I repeat myself, but that's the feeling I got yesterday out of everything I noticed. I also, there was a pedestrian that got hit by a car. It happened like seconds before we got into the intersection. Luckily, paramedics were on the way and she looked okay. But it just, and then when we drove another block or two, there was another accident. Just broad daylight. These are big intersections. In Las Vegas, you have big, large intersections. And you're just seeing this and it's like, are people not paying attention? Are people not realizing that they're not safe? You know, a car could come and hit them, or they could be hitting somebody. I kind of get the sense, if I could summarize this all, as our heads are in the clouds, and we're just not seeing what's really happening or what could be coming. Now, I don't want to worry you all. I don't want to sound like doomsday or anything like that, but I just kind of have that feeling. And when I do have that feeling, I'm usually right. So what do you do? Okay, what does Dahlia do when she gets a feeling? Okay, do we tell her to take a little bit of her menopause hormones? No. What I recommend you do is just think about some of the scenarios that could be coming up. All right, let's say China gets mad at us saying you're not going to get your generic meds. All right, just talk to your doctor and go, look, do I have the right medications? Are there other companies we could get medications from? How do the drug shortages look? If you think you always get sick with a cough, a cold, a flu, make sure you have something in your house that's your go-to in case some of these stores are closed, out of business, or you don't have that. Make sure you check in with your medical provider on any medical issues that need to be updated. And then just, ammo if you... you know, think you're going to run out. Just things, you know, that you want to stock up in your house. Just, I don't know. Something's coming. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this made people really nervous, and I understand why. When we got COVID, we came up with a couple of antiviral medications. And these antiviral medications were long sought out for because there was such a debacle when it came to the vaccines. And people were getting mandated to get a vaccine, and they're like, why can't we just get COVID, treat, gain immunity, like we did with flu and other sorts of infectious diseases that came our way, and then slowly get stronger. And the we as medical doctors didn't help you much. All right. I get it. The medical community really, really ticked off the public because we didn't have a united stand. We didn't all agree on what's the best way to manage something. And so I was, shall we say, optimistic that these antivirals could be the way around the vaccine mandates. Why would you force somebody to get a vaccine if we have medication that can help us, that can help fight the virus? Because we are always going to have individuals that can't get vaccinated. They may be allergic to it. They may have a serious reaction to it. And so, well, why not have other options? So molnupiravir came out first. This was Merck and Ridgeback's therapeutic antiviral drug. It was found to reduce the risk of hospitalization and death from COVID by 50%. And molnupiravir, though, I was a little nervous about. And I didn't like it as much as the Paxlovid. And the reason why is molnupiravir worked by incorporating RNA-like building blocks into the new virus particles that the cells were making. So it would basically make progeny ineffective. So the molnupiravir worked. And mind you, patients of mine who said they took it said they loved it. It worked well and knocked out the COVID. But it worked by making mutated COVID. And I was like, this doesn't sound good. This sounds like there might be some potential problems with it. We were fighting. We had this disease that were putting people in the hospital. We wanted to do the best thing we could to save lives. And antivirals can work a variety of different ways, interfering with the way the cell takes up the virus, prohibiting the virus from breaking open the cell, prohibiting the virus from replicating. Well, molnupiravir, while the virus is replicating, interjects an RNA-like building block. If that genetic material is further replicated, defective RNA copies are produced, and then the pathogen can no longer spread. So molnupiravir was one of the first, and it basically became the original antiviral for COVID. Well, then Paxlovid, that was, I guess, the one that was just, I don't know if you guys remember when we had our cell phones, a BlackBerry came out first, but then all of a sudden the iPhone overtook it. That's what happened with Paxlovid. Paxlovid then ended up overtaking the molnupiravir market. Paxlovid is a protease inhibitor. So protease inhibitors basically inhibit the breaking of some proteins that needs to be done for the virus to replicate. So rather than affecting any RNA or genetic material or possibly making anything that could be mutated, Paxlovid seemed to be a little bit more enthusiastically embraced by medical providers because it was a protease inhibitor. We've been using protease inhibitors for a while. The technology has been used in HIV and other sorts of viruses that we've been fighting, so people were a little bit more comfortable with it until they saw that there was a bunch of different drug interactions, and then doctors are like, well, wait a second. What do we do with your blood pressure medicine or your cholesterol medication? It could interfere. So there were medications that I believe helped, but I was always kind of worried about, was there going to be some sort of a after story that we had to watch for? So now a new study is saying that the Merck drug, the molnupiravir, sold as Lagevrio, might be linked to virus mutations that could spread between people. No evidence that the drug produced more severe and transmissible strains. But as I told you how it worked, and I spoke about that on the show a couple years ago, that could potentially be a problem. If you are making progeny that is supposed to die off, but that progeny learns how to survive that. That is survival of the fittest. Now, when we talk about antibiotic resistance, how does that happen? Well, you throw a bunch of antibiotics at a bacteria. Most of the bacteria get knocked out, but a few of them that laid low wake up and go, whoa, how did this happen? Well, those bacteria that outlived it will go and make progeny that probably are just as resilient to that bacteria. Hence, now you have a antibiotic resistance. Well, same thing with viruses. If you are making a virus and you're expecting that virus to die off, but instead that virus can still function and make more baby viruses, now you're building up viral resistance to the drug. So the study that was released yesterday said Merck's antiviral pill can cause mutations in the virus that occasionally spread to other people. So many are thinking, well, has this happened yet? So researchers in the U.S. and the U.K., according to CNBC, analyzed 1.5 million COVID genomes, or the genetic structure, to see which mutations had occurred and when. They found that mutations increased in 2022 after molnupiravir was introduced in many countries. Now, they're saying Lagevrio or molnupiravir, right now, there is no evidence saying that it made any of these new variants. But logic dictates if you have a drug that mutates the virus, you wonder, are any of these viruses living and getting out there? So regulators need to now continue to assess the risks. And I tell you guys this all the time. There was an old Yiddish saying, man dinks, God links. Man works, God laughs. Meaning we could think that we fight nature and we are coming up with a way to stop something, but nature will overcome, or God, yeah, there's always a plan. And sometimes we could mess with something. Now, I'm not saying, you know, the drug is bad. If you're sick with COVID and that medication doesn't interact with your drugs and you get over COVID, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a fan. They're great. You know, thank you, Merck, for making a drug that could save people's lives. But we need to look at the bigger picture, which is something we doctors have been saying from the beginning. All right? If somebody has a mild COVID and we do not think that they are going to go into cytokine storm, which is really where we also need to attack it. We need to figure out how to prevent the respiratory distress syndrome and the cytokine storm or the inflammatory Niagara Falls that happens in the lungs, sometimes with COVID, which we saw early on in 2020. But if we learn to, as a population, gain immunity to these viruses without making more mutations in the process, that might be the way to overcome and get through this pandemic of this virus that keeps hitting us multiple times a year. But I said in the beginning, there are so many variants. One year we had, I think, what, 8 different variants come through America? Is anybody figuring out why? Are they being leaked from a lab? Is it something we're doing? What was it? Yeah, and so we have to be careful. Now, for those of you that want to get a vaccine, absolutely, vaccines are out there. If they protected you, I'm glad we have them there for those who want it. But that's the key, for those who want it. And these medications right now are voluntary. Nobody is forced to take these medications. But many of you have asked, if they're going to start mask mandates, are they going to start forcing people to take these medications? I don't think so. Because with Paxlovid, we have had rebound Paxlovid. I think it's just because it doesn't keep the virus at bay long enough. But it is something that we need to watch. We don't want to make this problem worse. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden under fire for calling LL Cool J boy during a speech in the Congressional Black Caucus, with everyone from average Americans to a popular radio host scolding the president for the unacceptable comment about a black man. Hunter Biden yesterday filing a lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, alleging the former President Trump lawyer violated his privacy rights by illegally accessing content from Biden's infamous laptop. That complaint filed in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside a vehicle. When the occupants returned to that vehicle, they were questioned, searched, and taken into custody on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So we are trying to get our, let me see if we can get our Facebook Live up and running. We're having some issues right now. Let me see here. Okay. It's wanting me to rotate the phone. Let me see if that works. I don't know. Okay. I think we got ourselves up and running today. So, I would be a millionaire right now if I had gone into the write-a-work note business. And I don't. And I don't do that. Why? Because I think it's ridiculous. I think the work note excuse pandemic now is ridiculous. And what's been happening is, well, work notes, okay, in the beginning, I always thought work notes were kind of confusing to me. So you would have work, let's say, okay, you're out sick. I want you to go and get a work note. And I would want my patient to rest. Sorry, I'm having Siri Siri's now trying to figure out if there's a work note. Siri, go away. It's okay. We don't need a work note. Go away. Anyway, and so you would have a patient who would have to sit in the waiting room sick, right? Leave their kids, come to see me, a medical provider, just to get a note to say they were sick 2 days ago. And I'm like, how do I know if you were sick 2 days ago? But I understood it was a system. And the system was such, well, people would call out, they would lie. So it caused the medical, kind of caused the employer to say, okay, look, we're going to now drag another professional into this. So if you are lying, we got the doctor to prove it. Well, okay, so, all right, well, with something like that, unfortunately, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of resources, and, you know, the person could be lying anyway to the doctor. I did telemedicine. So patients are calling all the time going, I need a work note. Now, there are rules on work notes when you do do telemedicine. There are rules. You can't just keep getting work notes. But unfortunately, it's a racket. People, right, they want a work note. The doctor says, fine, you know, you paid the service. Thank you. Here's your work note. Let's go. The thing is now that there are fewer doctors, now that it's getting more expensive to see a doctor, the problem we now have is work notes are not easy to get. And so people are going to forgery. They're going to fraud. Now, I know you guys are sitting there going, okay, wait a second. Do you mean to tell me that you could be in trouble for forgery or fraud, pretending to be a doctor or doing a fake doctor's note? Yeah, you can. In fact, there was somebody who got in trouble. Of course, she didn't use her fake doctor's note for her job. I think she used it to get out of a court hearing or jury duty or something like that. Yeah, you can get caught. And there are templates out there. There's this whole business online to get fake doctor notes. So what's going on? Why is it such a thing when, to me, they're kind of useless? Well, again, it all starts out with the calling out. All right, I've been an employer. People calling out, it sucks. Because you can't hire double staff in case somebody calls out 5 minutes before. Now, if you are a, you know, understandable business owner and you have some sense, you know that Mondays are going to be tons of call-outs. And Fridays are going to be tons of call-outs. And around the holidays, people are going to call out. So you already know that you might need to extra staff because there's always going to be somebody that's going to call out during flu season, during cold season. Someone's going to call out. But now employers are really getting pinched. Like I told you, we were driving around trying to find a place to eat, you know, after our fast, and restaurant after restaurant was closed. Now, were they closed because they ran out of money, or were they closed because they had no staff? So now employers are so sick of staff calling out that they want to have a barrier to that. They always have. And said, look, you know, if you call out, there's going to be a consequence to that. Especially if it's paid, and I'm paying for you to be out. So either you need to show proof you were sick, or, and I don't like that. I don't like that attitude we have because, I mean, I lied to my boss. I wasn't feeling good, but I could have worked, but I really didn't want to go into work. And so I said I had diarrhea. I'm like, how is she going to prove that? And the reason why I picked diarrhea, by the way, because it's really hard to go to the doctor's office if you have diarrhea, because you have to keep stopping to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, I could get you a doctor's note, but I can't leave the house because I have diarrhea. Don't worry about it. Who would lie about that? And then, now I told you guys to do that. Now everybody says I have diarrhea. Now employers are like, well, are you lying? Because Dr. Dolly always uses that. So now say I have explosive diarrhea. If you say explosive diarrhea and say, look, I messed myself and I don't have enough extra underwear to bring to work, I'm going to be embarrassed. I don't know how to forget it. Just then forget it. So the more embarrassing you can make your excuse, the better. But people there. So what is the big deal? Some of you are like, why don't doctors just write the work note? Why doesn't a doctor just go into business for themselves doing that? Because there's liability. So let's say somebody says, I have a headache. So write me a work note because I have a headache. So you're like, fine, patient has a headache. And let's say a year from now, that person has a brain tumor. That person's family sues their doctors for not picking it up in time. The lawyer's like, give me a list of every doctor you've ever seen or had contact with. All right, well, there's Dr. Smith. That Dr. Smith was the first one that I talked to about my headache. All right, well, let's see Dr. Smith's notes. Did Dr. Smith evaluate the headache? Did Dr. Smith give you any recommendations? Did he recommend a neurological exam? Did he recommend a neurology consult? Did he recommend an MRI? So now that one little work note puts that doctor into a slew of liability because now he's a part of that paper trail of something that, God forbid, ended up turning bad. So we need to kind of reevaluate what we're doing here because I think a lot of the doctor's notes are fake. I think a lot of people are doing stupid things to get fake doctor notes, and the employers are still without their staff. They're still without their staff. And not having staff is causing these places to close. And it kills me. When I see companies put up a sign saying, sorry guys, no staff, or short staff, and then somebody puts, well, maybe you should hire taller staff then if they're short. It kills me because you have a business, you have a good business model, you have a great product. You just don't have anybody to deliver the product. And more people are using sick notes now because in the olden days, I mean, man, when I had cramps and I had headaches and I had pneumonia, I still worked. You could not get off. I remember asking, I go, look, I have pneumonia. And they go, tough it up. So I wore a mask. And then one of the doctors said, take off the mask. You look like an idiot. You're making patients nervous. Because I was wearing a mask at the hospital at the time. And that was looked upon as weak or wrong. You weren't allowed to take off. And so you toughed it out. Not that I want anybody to tough it out. Now, it's look, if at all you don't think you're feeling it, don't go in. So you have the baby boomers, Gen X's, kind of seeing, you know, what now the newer generations and the newer generation of workers that are including Gen X's and baby boomers are now doing, going, yeah, I'm taking off. Yep, it's a mess. So the take-home message is, number one, do not use a fake note, because now you are forging another medical provider. It's considered fraud. Don't go there. Trust me, there's going to be some litigation somewhere down the line. Number two is have an honest conversation with your boss. If you're somebody that has multiple migraines, and you're like, if I have a migraine, I can't make it into work, talk to your boss and talk to your doctor. Your doctor could always do FMLA. FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act, allows you to have multiple absences, hopefully without getting fired. But talk to the medical provider, or talk to your employer. Let the employer know you do not want to take off work. That's the last thing you want to do. But if you're having a migraine, you can't work. So what is the best way to go about it? Should you work from home? Should you help him find a replacement? What are some things you could do? But right now, it's just a mess where it's a medical work note Lollapalooza. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it's been kind of confusing to a lot of us parents on what's going on in schools. And so this debate on school books and what should be banned, what should be allowed, is kind of pervading conversations with the school and school boards to the degree that a lot of parents have been homeschooling. And I talk to parents all the time saying, all right, do you want your kid, does your kid need a school note? You know, child has pink eye, keep the child out of school. And more times than not, these parents are telling me over the phone, oh, no, no, my child's homeschooled. My child's homeschooled. The number of children being homeschooled is skyrocketing. And I don't go into it with every patient, but there's a few things. Now, one is kids getting bullied. There's not enough supervision at school. Parents worried about school shootings. But a lot of it is about curriculum and what's going on with books and where that school or school district lies in terms of politics. Now, public school is supposed to be about public school. It's not supposed to be about a political party. It's not supposed to be about censorship. It's about a child supposed to learn, ask questions. If a teacher can't handle those questions, or if the teacher feels it's beyond their scope, you get some help. Right? You get counselors involved. You feed them nutritious meals. You teach them, and I've told you how we need to redesign schools where they get the basic, you know, math, reading, science, hardcore in smaller segments in the morning, and then the afternoons are all about practical. Let kids get exposed to all the trades, to law, to medicine, to plumbing, to electricity, to engineering. Have them all learn first aid, basic life support. They should all be CPR certified. They should all have self-defense. They should all have another foreign language. So the afternoon is more about the practical, get them ready for real life, and the mornings are about hardcore academic and the basic, academic aspect of school. So here we are having one of the biggest debates that has, I guess, plagued the education system that we never thought we would have in the past, is what should be in the school libraries. And it's gotten to the point where the Bible is even being asked to be removed from school libraries. Now, I don't know about you guys, but my school library was different growing up. So my school library, you had, you know, the classics. I didn't particularly, you know, necessarily love the classics, but I, you know, there were books that the teacher said, these are books, here's a list of books you could read, pick one, go to the library, write a book report. So you go to the library, you check it out, that librarian, whew, she was mean, because she kept telling me, shh. And I could never, because I'm like, where's the book? Shh. And I was like, hi. Librarians and I never got along. I'm sorry. You know, I love all, you know, professionals, but the librarians and I just never, ever got along. So you get a book. I'd always giggle the loudest in the library. What made me giggle? Well, I remember in the second grade there was Moby Dick, book, and somebody added an apostrophe S after Moby on the spine, and, you know, all the kids could see it. I thought that was really, really funny. I didn't do it. I was, that's a bad, bad word. And then the librarians yelled at me. I'm like, but I didn't do it. I'm not the one that did that. But you laughed. Yeah, but that doesn't mean, I don't even know how to spell or use apostrophes. I still dangle my participles, Miss Librarian. That couldn't have been me. But I remember that there was never supposed to be anything inappropriate. Somebody had brought in, I forget what grade this was, The Joy of Sex. Now, The Joy of Sex was this book that was black and white, that it might have had a little bit of color in some of the things, but I think it was a black and white book that would show people in the 70s having sex and different positions. And by 70s, meaning there was certain manscaping and landscaping that was not necessarily utilized back then. So you could basically date the book, you know, based on their hairstyles and things like that. And so somebody brought in The Joy of Sex, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this book is in the library? Well, before, obviously, I'm the loudest, librarian took the book away. And I'm like, oh, that could have been a cool book to check out and do a book report and then bring up visual aids. But no, you guys are in the third grade, uh-uh. So libraries used to be small. There used to be, you know, a variety of literature you would check out. It all had to be approved. It all had to be appropriate for your grade level. There really wasn't sex. There wasn't a lot of violence. There wasn't, although, you know, there in some of the stories, like Bambi, you know, the mom died. I mean, there was a death. There were grown-up topics in there, but they made sure they were age appropriate. So now we have a situation where there's across, you got Governor Gavin Newsom stopping all bans. Anything could be in the library. You have Governor DeSantis not wanting sexually explicit material in the libraries. And there's this back and forth of what should be in a school library. Now, I thought that we had it down roughly where, look, we have things that have historical significance, that teaches things in a neutral way, that isn't biased, isn't going to discriminate against one side or another, and is going to, you know, tell history how it happened, and then we'll keep things that are of a sexual nature for the more older children, because these young kids might not have a grasp on that. But for some reason, it's gotten very, very complicated. And there are kids' books that have sexually explicit material. We have some books that have words that we don't use anymore and we don't want children to use. Now, I really believe that we also have to talk to the music industry, and these words that are never supposed to be used, we just stop using it. Because you're selling records to kids who are singing lyrics using words you're not supposed to use. So we have to all decide collectively, are we done with those words or not? Parents now, they're, I guess, starting to fight back on, okay, what are the priorities? Are the priorities the books? Are the priorities sexual orientation? Are the priorities the Bible? Or what are the priorities here? I want my kid to learn math. I want my kid to learn. I don't need the school to teach him about sex or teach him about the Bible or teach him about, you know, I just want my kid to learn the basics. But schools have now encompassed lots of opportunities for kids to learn other things. Why? Because a lot of kids don't have nuclear families, or they don't have a very robust family life. Most of their childhood days are spent, the only adults they see are the teachers. They rarely see their parents. And so this is an issue that we really need to kind of reevaluate, because I don't think it's appropriate for second graders to be exposed to things of a sexual nature. I think the Bible, the adult Bible, is appropriate for older individuals, but still not younger. I don't know if it's an 8-year-old can, when I was little, we had children's Bible books, because the regular Bible was kind of hard to read. And it was hard to, even for adults, it's hard. And you have other adults interpreting it. And so, if a child wants a Bible, the Bible's there. But, should a Bible be required reading for second graders or third graders? Probably not. That could be done at Sunday school. So I'm kind of mixed, and maybe you guys could explain it a little bit better, but we have this war where parents don't know, they don't want censorship, they don't want book bans, but they also don't want material that might be, inappropriate. They don't want their second grader reading about genitalia or seeing the joy of sex. So there's got to be a simpler way to do this, and I thought we had it a little bit more simpler when we had what was age appropriate. I think age appropriate, because there's a better consensus on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.